One vital way in which we can actually support our teenagers is to keep healthy relationship with them. We need to develop healthy relationship with our teenagers. Hi, my name is Modupe Shode. I love children. I'm an educator, an author, and a mother of four amazing children. So let's get right into it. I want you to know that as an adult in the life of that particular teenager that you are taking care of right now, you are a role model. So in everything you do, you have to be conscious of your behavior, the way you handle your emotions. All of these things actually support your teenager in making healthy choices. The fourth factor that can help you to build healthy relationship with your teenager is listening to them. When they speak to you or you are having a conversation, make sure you talk less and you listen more. And the reason why we want to do this is because every teenager wants to be heard. They want their voices to be heard too. And that's one of the ways they feel validated. They feel important. Another factor that can help you to build healthy relationship with your teenagers is by actually showing how committed you are in caring for them. And this can be shown by the amount of time you spend with them. You know, like we talk about love languages, you know, in your relationship with your spouse. These teenagers too, they do have their language. We need to actually learn their language for us to be able to support them. Some of them, they love when you spend time with them, you sit down with them, you have healthy conversation, or you watch games with them, or you do some activities with them. For some teenagers, is very, very important. For some teenagers, they don't care whether you play with them, but in most cases, they appreciate the time you spend with them. So if you must create healthy relationship with your teenagers, you must be ready to spend your time with them. Learn about them, their area of interest. And as you do that, you are able to actually observe their strength, their weaknesses, and support them based on those areas. Some of our teenagers, they love when we actually compliment them. When they do something right, compliment them. Say something good to appreciate them and say, oh, I'm so proud of you. You're a good example to your siblings, if they have siblings. Oh, you're a good example to your contemporaries. I am so happy. You know, you make me happy with this behavior. Compliment their good behaviors, and that will actually encourage them to do more. Another way in which you can build healthy relationship with your teenagers is by responding and not reacting. Some parents, when they have to talk to their teenagers, probably to correct them, they start yelling, they start tearing the whole place down. That is not going to help that teenager. We need to be able to respond rather than reacting. When you respond, you are being conscious of the kinds of words you use. You are not being careless with your words. You are choosing your word with the hope of actually affecting or influencing the behavior of that particular teenager. So you want to be very, very conscious of the kinds of words you use when you are not happy with your teenagers, because you are trying to build them and not to destroy them. So the words of your mouth are very, very important in shaping the lives of your teenagers. So don't be careless about them. We have expectations towards these teenagers, so it's very important for you to sit down and discuss these expectations with them. And when you're actually discussing these expectations with them, you have to tell them the rationale, the importance of these expectations. For example, you're talking to your teenager about how to focus on their studies. You want to tell them what they are meant to gain when they focus on their learning, on their education. Oh, when you focus on your education, you know, you'll not only be able to take care of yourself, you'll be able to help other people. Like one of my children said the other day, he said, "Mommy, it's fun to help people." So you want to tell them the reason or reasons why you want them to do a particular thing or to follow through a particular expectation. That will actually help them to make a decision to actually fulfill or to meet that expectation. And most importantly, as Christians, you gotta pray with your teenagers. They need prayers. As you pray for them, you also pray with them. Because research has told us that teenagers that pray are likely, listen to this, teenagers that pray are likely not to experience depression. So we want to ensure that we instill the act of prayer in them. So pray with your teenagers and pray for them. When you pray with them, you hold their hands, you tell them what the word of God says about them. And when you pray for them in your closet at your time, make sure you lift them up in prayers. And by the time you do all of this, you are building healthy relationship with your teenagers. And this will actually reduce a lot of troubles in their lives. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate you. See you next time. Bye. Hi everyone, how are you doing today? Hi, this is Modupe Siode. I'm a lover of young people. I love young people. I love to support them. I love to see them grow and be the best they can be. This particular platform is basically for teenagers. And last time I came on this platform, I talked about how parents can develop healthy relationship with their teenagers. But today, I want to talk to teenagers. And I want us to talk about building healthy relationship. When we talk about relationship, I want us to see it from three different angles. Relationship with yourself, relationship with God, and relationship with people around you. If you are able to succeed in these three aspects of building relationship, honestly, you will be on your path to excellence. You want to ask me, how do you build relationship with God? One way in which you can build relationship with God is by knowing about Him. And how do you know about God? By reading His Word, by reading the chapters of the Bible. That's how you learn more about God and even learn more about what God has in store for you and learn more about God's expectations towards you. Now, let's talk about having a healthy relationship with yourself. How do you develop a healthy relationship with yourself? You need to learn about yourself. If I should ask you a question today, how well do you know yourself? Honestly, I'm not talking about your favorite color, your favorite food, and all of that. I'm talking about knowing your strength, knowing your weaknesses, knowing those things that triggers you. You know, knowing a lot about yourself. And one way in which you can actually learn this is by taking a personality test. Have you done that before? If you haven't, I'm going to encourage you to go for a personality test. By the time you go through this particular test, you'll be able to have access to your strength, to your weaknesses, to those things that you need to stay away from if you must be productive. A lot of things you'll be able to learn about yourself. And once you have this information, it'll be very, very easy for you to actually support yourself and ask for help in a very accurate way. Now, let's talk about creating relationship with other people. Oh my, some teenagers are so scared. They are so afraid. They are so timid and nervous to chat people up. Don't find yourself in that situation. When you go to a new setting, are you afraid to open your mouth, to ask questions, to express yourself? That is not going to help you to be the best you can be. Let me give you something very important that will help you to actually overcome your fear when it comes to communication. When you go to a particular setting, in most cases, almost 50% of the people in that space have the same feeling like you. So you need to be the brave one that will say, you know what? I'm just going to open up my mouth. You can even start from asking a question. You can start from complimenting people and say, oh, I love your shirt. You can even start by talking about the weather, talking about the, you know, whatever situation is going on in that particular, you know, area that you live in. That will actually help you to break the silence and start to thrive in your communication. So I'm going to encourage you today, start to think of how to improve your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself, and your relationship with other people. Because we are not custodians of knowledge. You need to learn from people around you. You need to learn from people's experiences so you don't have to reinvent any wheel. So, that's all I have for you today. I want you to start to think of how to actually make your relationship better and become the best you can be. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in my next podcast. Thank you. Bye.